first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the football podcast. Stuart is about to kick off with someone. What's happening there, Stu? What are you doing?
Frisbee or tray.
Frisbee or tray at some random person walking past. Stuart Hoare is here. It's show number 72.
Number 72, Jim?
It is. Yeah, well, have you got a 72 fact?
Number 72.
Oh, isn't that when Spurs die?
Number 72. No, it's nothing to do with Spurs. In fact, it's nothing to do with football. It's the 72. It's a good number. The number of... In Jewish mysticism, there are 72 divine names.
Okay.
There's a percentage of water in a human body, average number of heartbeats, and the number of episodes.
This is really boring.
Hang on.
Stuart Hoare is with us.
A number of episodes,
number of episodes of the original airing of Futurama.
Right, there you go. Stuart Hoare is here for show number 72.
Good afternoon.
How's it going, Stuart? All right?
I've lost something.
Still a dad to be?
Yeah.
Good. You've lost something. What have you lost?
All my notes.
Never mind. Jerome is here.
Hello there.
Mr. Dan Silver is here, just trying to bore us with random facts about Futurama and such publications.
It'll be all right, Grant.
Shows. It is a good show, yeah, you're right, but it's a podcast about football.
Wow. So, what have you got about number 72?
Nothing. Didn't prep anything up. We also have Mr. Sean Miller as well. And myself, James Stables, is back after a week off. What did you think of Coxon then, guys?
Better than me.
If it is, then the show's going to end early. So, was he better than me?
No.
He let people speak. That's for sure.
Did he about Tottenham?
You can talk as much about Tottenham as you want this week, mate.
If you
all right, maybe I will.
But no. Also to note that today is Wednesday.
He's pointing at me with
some papers.
Rizzlers, yeah.
Today is Wednesday, the 14th of March. We're recording this the day before. And do you know what?
Steak and blowjob day.
It is steak and blowjob day.
Come on.
Steak and blowjob
I'll let you get away with that reference as we're men in a pub talking about football.
Thanks, mate.
Steak and blowjobs are fair game. Absolutely
Thanks,
fair
well,
game.
Absolutely.
Did you try and order one with the beer, Stew? Did they say anything like that?
She wasn't interested in steak.
Sean, what about the fella who served you? Did you ask him?
He was more than willing.
Good stuff. Right. Let's open it out. Performance of the week. Or since your last show, when you recorded Thursday last week, your performance, Jay, I'll go to you first. What has grabbed your attention in the footballing world, made you think, yes, that man has got it, or that team has got it, they've grabbed me by the balls, they've got my attention,
Do you know what? Coxon would never have got it that long.
I'll have to go European, actually.
Coxon wouldn't know that many words.
Can I go European?
You can go European.
I'm going to have to say Bayern Munich.
Last night, Mario Gomez.
This is the second game, though, isn't it?
It's 2-7-0.
7-1, first one.
Oh, right.
Correcting
goals.
You on your facts.
14 goals in two games. It's got that sort of thing, man.
Robin got the first as well, didn't he? Because he was out of favour for a while.
Yeah.
I presume he's back in favour.
He did all right. He would have done himself a bit of justice after the England game, wouldn't he? Because he ran rampant in the England game.
He did very well.
I'd have to say Bayern Munich for them two games. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Mario Gomez got 7 across the two games, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hat trick and then
sorry, Stu's holding in his laughter because someone just came past and what can only be described as a clown bite.
Yeah. If it had the big.
It was a fully grown man in a suit who's just ridden past us on a clown bite.
I can't believe I missed that.
Go on, Sean, what were you going to say, mate?
Oh, well, performance.
Yeah.
There's been a few Barcelona and in particular Lionel Messi, 5 goals.
Yeah. That happened on the Wednesday night, so we haven't been done a podcast since then, have we? Yeah, it did a bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
A couple of those goals are super. Oh. He loves the little lift over the
really
goal.
He did it twice, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Blinding.
Which is what Van Persie was trying to do against Milan, and he didn't do it. Also, while we're talking about Van Persie, the Arsenal fans, have you heard what they sing to Van Persie now?
No, I'll miss
it. He scores when he wants. If he scores when he wants, why didn't he score against Milan to make it 4? Why did he not want to score that goal? Anyone know?
Exactly.
Does the man on the clown bite know? No, he doesn't. It should be he scores when he feels like it.
He scores when he...
He scores occasionally.
A lot more often than he misses.
He scores when he can. He scores when he can.
He scores more than Shamak. He scores more than Shamak. Yeah, he scores when he can. Not he scores when he wants, because I said it to Arsenal fan. Why didn't he want... Just didn't want to do that then.
Nah.
I think I'll just... 3-0's nice. We'll keep it a 3-0.
Yeah. Sorry, like Sean. We've done a good job.
Exactly, yeah. We've given it a good go, but we're still failures. I had Arsenal fans saying to me that was the best night ever at the Emirates. Oh, you lost.
You never got through.
Exactly. Like, anyway, Sean, sorry, mate.
Anyway.
I'll go with that.
Messi.
Which
one?
Messi, okay. Fair enough. Stu.
Clint Hill. he looks like he wants to play football.
We'll talk about Clint Hill in a minute. For the moment, Dan, what about you?
Well, I thought there was four standout results for me. The Swansea at Man City.
That was the other one I was going to go
for. A great result. Hull beating Cardiff 3-0 at Cardiff. Massive result.
Good result.
First goal was a cracker. Own goal from Kyle McNaughton. Great header. Good cross in. And he's just met down, swooped and headed it, and it's right in the bottom corner. Lovely goal.
Beautiful.
And the other two is Leeds winning 2-0 at Borough. Big result.
They're kicking on a bit, aren't they? I wouldn't back them to not make the playoffs at the moment.
You wouldn't back them to not make the playoffs?
Yeah, so I would back them to make the playoffs.
Good odds on that one, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't, fair enough.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't back them to not make the playoffs, so then
double
I'm saying...
Negative.
Yeah, double negative. So I'll have
back
that.
Them
very good.
You wouldn't back against them, would you, at the moment,
exactly.
To be fair? They're one of those teams that are going to creep up and give it a good odds.
Well.
They
have.
And Reading, was that the other one you were going to say as well?
No, the other one I was going to say was another... There was a big... All away results was League One, Notts County winning 4-2 at Charlton.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Very, very big away result.
4-0 up at HT as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
HT.
That was a massive result for them.
Yeah.
Who scored? One of their players scored.
Jonathan Forte.
Forte. Yeah. Who's not? Was he?
Yeah.
Winger.
Yeah. Winger striker.
Not really known for his striking ability, is he?
Been about the lower leagues a bit, hasn't he? Quality hat-trick, bold accounts.
Fair enough. Mine would be, there's a fella, you will hear about this guy, he's called Nick Powell. He's 17 years old, plays for Crewe Alexandra, and he's an absolute beast. He's the next one off their production line. There's already rumours that Arsenal and Spurs are interested.
Not but Liverpool.
Probably. But he wants to go to a big club though, Jay. He scored twice against Gillingham, but the first goal was absolutely outstanding. He took it past his man. He was probably about 35, 40 yards out, and with no backlift, he just pinged it in the top corner. It's just an outrageous goal.
Love that.
Yeah, and even to watch it, I was just like, I was quite drunk, but I was like, "Who's that?" Someone went, he's 17 or 16. He played for England under-18s in the week. He's 17 years old, and he's been scoring. I think that was his 11th and 12th goals of the season. Both goals were really good, and he just dominated the whole park as a 17-year-old against bigger pros.
He also won the kitbag.com
Academy
Apprentice of the Year.
Apprentice of the Year, that's the one.
League 2 Football League Awards.
Yeah, so Nick Powell, remember that name, because he might come back.
I think we've got to have a little special mention to Aston Villa as well.
Yeah.
Getting first win. They won.
Yeah,
they won.
Go on, the Villa.
Who scored the goal?
He was Varmint.
But he's come through
youth team.
Because you heard his accent. His accent's brilliant. It's like part Scandinavian or part and part Brummy. It's just bizarre.
It's like Chesney's accent. That's fantastic.
Chesney Hawks.
He's been banging it in the reserves. We're top of our league in reserves, and he's been.
Oh well, that's something to celebrate.
Well, come on!
Congratulations.
To be
honest,
thank you.
I think Jerome follows the reserves more than he does the
team. I would.
Exactly.
It's fair play, isn't it?
So, Didn't the fans start booing McLeish when he brought him on?
Yes,
you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
who did he take off?
Actually, Zogbia.
I do.
Yeah.
He made a few changes and they all started booing and then he's popped up and scored.
I don't really know you can trust a ginger person to be in a position of authority.
Oh.
You're not like, are you any ginger people in like prime minister roles or anything like that?
Nope.
No, Ed Sheeran's doing alright though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not really a position of authority, Dan, but... He enjoyed that goal as well, didn't he? I saw him interviewed on Sky Sports News.
First goal.
He was basically saying, first goal, and his first goal to be in front of the whole end in the last minute when they can't score for shit. He's quite a thing
coming on.
Yeah, I don't think he'll booing him. But
this is the first time we've actually talked positively about Aston Villa
since
you first joined the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Who you got next week? Fulham away, 0-0. Yeah. No, 0-0 would be a good result for Fulham at the moment, the way they're banging him in.
Wasn't it against Fulham that
he won?
It was
against Fulham, we won 1-0 at Fulham.
Oh yeah, probably not Fulham next week. Yeah. Knowledge is the bomb and all that jazz. Who watched the game last night? Scouse Derby, Merseyside Derby.
Yeah.
It was quite good.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
Great first goal.
Everyone was talking about the number of yellow cards and red cards for it. The referee did very well last night.
I think about 70 minutes, it was only about 3 or 4 fouls. Yeah, actual fouls.
It was only the last 20, wasn't it? A few yellow cards dished out.
The game flowed.
Is that not a derby for you?
I just want to see ridiculous tackles, don't you?
Like Newcastle Sunderland one the other
exactly,
day.
Exactly, yeah.
The game flowed quite nicely. On Newcastle Sunderland, so Sunderland didn't accept a charge. They accepted a charge, but they want their own inquiry or something like
okay.
that.
Okay, right.
Because it all kicked off into that. But Gerrard did a bit yesterday, didn't he, to be honest? Yeah. And the midfield isn't that good at Liverpool at the moment. I don't think Henderson's that good, although he's set.
I think Henderson's not a bad player. He's not worth 20 million.
He's an average player.
He's an average player.
I think he could kick on.
He's only 21.
Yeah.
But 21.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be in your prime.
He's not much better than James Spearing, is he?
In your prime by 21.
Lionel Messi.
He's 24.
Yeah, and look what he's done by the time he's 21. No.
I'd say he's probably in his prime now rather than 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Look at Nick Powell.
I still think
what have you got in your mouth? Open your mouth.
I have a tongue pierced.
What, with a pink tongue piercing?
Have you never noticed that before?
Noticed that. I've known you for what?
Give us a look.
A year and a half now.
Give us a look.
Oh, a close look.
Yeah, no.
Not close.
Have you seen this?
I mean, I know it's a steak and blowjob today, but...
Yeah. Is this your way of...
That's pink.
It is.
It looks like an aspirin that you're not being swallowed properly, like a cat. That you're trying to give it a tablet and it keeps spitting it out. Oh, no. Sorry. Gerrard did very well. The first goal was
superb.
Yeah, to have that much composure on his left foot as well, and the last goal was on his left foot. I think he dodged that a little bit because it went right in the roof.
Great knock from Suarez.
I saw you on Twitter giving Suarez some credit.
I really did. I thought that he definitely won some brownie points for me of that pass because he could have buried it, but he squared it to Gerrard and he only ever had.
Didn't look that happy though, did he? Because Gerrard went straight over to him, and I like it when a player sort of points and says, Suarez didn't look fairly nonplussed.
Off the front,
how he looked. Apparently, PSG. Yeah.
Do you know Downing lined up that free kick on the left hand side, Gerrard's on his hat trick. I was really just hoping Gerrard would just try and ping it with his left.
There's no point
giving it to Downing.
What's he ever going to do?
At least, Gerrard, you just scored a great goal from the same position with your left. Just have another go with
your left.
Exactly.
Why not?
Downing.
What did he do with it?
Smacked it straight in the wall. No, sorry, that is. I tweeted again straight away afterwards. They're on the edge of the 18-yard box.
Okay.
Right? So the wall is really not that far away.
Yeah.
And they still. Why do they still? I did a little mini tweet rant about it. Why do players still touch it before striking the ball?
I don't know.
Every single time it gets blocked.
They say change the angle, but you're not changing the angle that much.
Exactly,
it's a direct
free kick. And they do it every week, they shift it a yard, and by that point, the geezer's 2 yards away and he blocks it.
I can't remember the last time I've seen that work.
Yeah. Exactly, but they do it every week.
I know.
It kind of reminds me of yesterday playing football. We had quite a podcast outing yesterday. Yeah. Three of us played football.
Four of us.
Coxon's not here.
Coxon's not here, but
I think he's still injured from my challenge.
Yeah, sure.
You were a little terrier.
Yeah.
it's played in a really. It's a lunchtime kickabout. It's a really nice, relaxed atmosphere.
And it's the first time Sean's played as well. Yeah, so he doesn't know anyone.
A few older lads, as well. It's a nice little gentle.
Kid in a wheelchair.
Sean Miller, first minute, has gone tearing into tackles, hacking legs.
Twice. Before he touched the ball, he killed two people.
One of our heads of the department actually had to turn around to him and go,
calm down.
Calm down, mate.
I thought he told you to calm down. You got told to calm down.
Everyone's got to go well.
Hey, I've got to make up for lack of talent somehow.
This is true. And we've got a podcast football game coming up, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a mirror game.
Which apparently you've got in a bit of trouble about.
Five of us, another story. Five of us are in that starting 11, which is quite interesting. Sure didn't get an invite, but...
Do you want to play?
I'm busy, mate.
The reason it reminded me of football yesterday is because Dan Silva took a free kick and I spent 10 seconds shouting at anyone that would listen not to let him shoot. Did anyone stand in your way?
No.
Free shot.
Absolutely.
Didn't go in though.
Wallop the crossbar, didn't it?
Mm. Man United back on the Premier League summit, fellas.
Yeah.
Can you see him actually leaving that place now?
No.
Maybe I can. Yeah, I think there's still a chance.
Ten games left. Still a lot of games left.
But I just think they're now in their avoid them, they're just going to keep eking out results. The pressure is the pressure's now on Man City.
Yeah,
I know
they're
second. Funny enough, the pressure is now on Man City because there was all that expectation. They've been top for so long. Man United have just got to get their head down. Yeah, got their head down and just keep on doing the business. So I can't see. Stu, as a Premier League fan that goes every week, have you seen Man City and Man United play this season? I know Man City you beat narrowly, didn't you, on a Saturday evening? 5 o'clock game, Man City.
Yeah, they beat us, didn't they? 3-2.
Yeah. That's a good game.
City were a lot better than United.
Yeah.
You played United at home yet?
Yeah.
What was the score there?
Both away, didn't it? To come, haven't we?
Have you?
Carrick scored, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah. And it would look like Derry was treading water when he was chasing back.
Yeah. Was it Rooney got the first?
Yeah. Boring. Within about 4 seconds, killed the fans. And United really didn't do a lot after that. I'd say City had a better. Live, City looked the better team.
Oh, on paper, City are the better team. Yeah. They've just got. Man United have just got their mentality where they will keep winning games.
I think it's still going to come down to the derby.
I hope so. Is it the second to last game? No, third to last game. I believe it's a Wednesday night game as well, isn't it? Or a Monday night. It's an evening game as well, they've obviously scheduled. I quite like that.
City are going to win it. It's all sorted by the end of the
Saturday afternoon.
Who you got then? City on the last game? Away? Oh, Stuart.
They need it. Oh,
right, as we start talking about QPR,
I really wish we could capture this moment right now.
We'll move on to QPR. First of all, you mentioned Clint Hill.
I love it.
He's perked up again.
He looks like he wants to play football.
He does
look like they give a shit.
No. But
I'm really glad he's been put back into the team.
I'm glad he's at centre back because at left back he's fucking atrocious.
Oh my god.
he scored a good goal as well on Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm.
So It was ridiculous, wasn't it? But to be fair, went out the other end and your goal was offside anyway.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a different game. You go 1-0 up, it's completely different away.
Very true. It's not the same argument, is it? It's going back to the...
So if you would bring in goal on technology, I presume, then, Stu?
Well, you've got to now.
I can't imagine anyone that would say no.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was it? Ollie Holt was writing his column today. He said they're worried about technology. We have already got technology called TV cameras.
Yeah.
A fifth official with Sky Sports has it's gone in.
It's what Alan Shearer was at the game for Match of the Day, and he said exactly that, or 5 Live or whatever he was doing. He said he said, I'm sure that's in. Then he looked to his right, and within about 2 seconds, he'd seen the replay, and he knew
it's in. Yeah.
You don't need anything.
Exactly. Need nothing bloody more. TV camera. You don't even need
goal lines, microchips in the bloody football.
Just have a
little
look on the TV
replay. There's some geek in like Wiltshire that's like been doing this thing for goal line technology, and he just wants that patented, and then FIFA uses that. Then he's going to be a millionaire. So they do need technology for that guy.
But you're right, geek in Wiltshire. I hope he's not ginger.
He's not in a position of authority yet. If he does get there, he'll have to dye his hair. While we're talking about QPR, the documentary or the feature film.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've got it on Catch Up TV.
If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it.
4-year plan.
Whatever. Lucky it was only four. If it was five, we'd probably be out of business.
It's basically like a comedy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. To be honest, like
The Office set in QPR.
A mockumentary.
It's absolute genius. It's very interesting. It is really interesting. The one thing to come out of it, I said to Stuart that the one guy that's come out of any credit was, what's his name, Stu?
Amit Bahatian.
Did I say that?
Amit Bhatia, isn't it?
Bhatia, I think, mate.
Anyway. It doesn't matter. He's the only one out of all the people there, he's the only one still at the club. Because is Eccleston still involved at all, or is he sold all of his shit?
All gone.
Right. So he comes out of it really well. And I said, Stuart, to be fair, he's still there. Stuart went, yeah, but also, Jim, he got the cameras in and he was the one that would have been overseeing the editing and the cut job.
Right.
So he could have made himself look good.
Across very well, but when people say that, you have to look at him and think, actually, he's been responsible for this.
At the time when we were speaking about this, which was on Sunday night or Monday, I said, to be fair, though, he looks like he's got his head screwed on and he's got the club at heart.
Most certainly.
But then the revelations have come out yesterday. That apparently and today that if you go down, all your new signings are not on a relegation clause.
No.
Have you seen this?
They're
basically saying that all these players,
very bad news.
All these players
qualify for Europe, are we? So we ain't got to worry about the fair play rule when it comes to money. So
It's not that. If you go down this season.
Yeah.
There's nothing built into Bobby Moore's contract where he's on 40 grand a week. Oh, where as soon as you go down, he goes down to 25k or 20k.
Bear in mind, you're going to lose 10 million.
What they're doing.
Well, this is it, do they? That's the question I'm asking. How you can be a club in your first season back up in the Premier League and not sign players and put a clause in the contract where you pay them less if you go down?
They're probably on nothing. So when it will even itself out. There's no one on the middle ground. We've either got people on ridiculous wages or people on pittance when it comes to the Championship.
I think they're probably Clint Hill and Sean Derry are probably on fairly high Championship money.
They've got to be on 10 grand plus, something like that,
yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Chills haven't played a player that in years. They don't pay 10 grand a year. But so you're not worried then, basically? With all these problems, that, like, but it's the same thing.
Sorry, if anyone didn't hear that.
That was a horse impression, yeah. Basically. Was what
I'm sure
that was.
What his answer was nay.
So you... His answer was nay. Where's that clown mic? Get it over. One last round, go.
Here it goes.
That's not the same bike. all right, fair enough. You're steadfastly sticking to the premise.
They'll be all right.
Yeah?
Well,
God help you.
Bhatia, or Bhatia, whatever he's called.
Yep, carry on.
He's one of the richest men in England, isn't he?
Mattel, he's father-in-law.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Father-in-law, that'll do. It's the same sort of thing, isn't
it?
Of
course it is, yeah.
Whilst we're talking of owners, did you see Derby played Nottingham Forest last night? Scored
that was
horrible, 94th, 95th minute winner.
Yeah.
Slightly overshadowed by the fact that they were taunting Nigel Doty, who... was just a good man. Fair enough, he's the Forest chairman and they're their rivals, but it's mindless, really.
Yeah. Mm. Not sure what's going on.
Big derby, Derby v Forest. In terms of geographical terms, it's a lot closer than most derbies anyway. And they won 1-0, but during the second half, the Derby fans were singing about the chairman that died, the Nottingham Forest chairman.
Don't know the exact nature of the chance
and stuff like that.
Oh, that's not pleasant.
No, it's. I don't know how it gets in people's minds to start that.
A little bit.
And I just don't know how they start, really. Someone's got to actually start that and actively think, right, let's mug off someone who died 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And then you've got people that will follow. And stuff like that.
That's the same argument that the average football fan's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that is the case.
The average, because you look at, because otherwise things like this wouldn't happen. Mm. You know, you get one idiot chanting it, that's fine.
I didn't, to be fair,
it's not fine. That's just one idiot. But then
it's an isolated case, is what you're saying. It's not fine, I know.
It's an isolated case, but then it spreads and you think, it's just stupidity, really, isn't it?
That's not what football's about.
It's just not cricket. Definitely.
Especially Derby. I know Derby have had their problems in the past and they've got a certain element, but Derby, especially at Pride Park, they do a lot for the family and stuff like that, family club and what have you, and getting them in the board. Whilst we're talking about family clubs, Sean, have you got what I requested? The Football League Awards?
Yes, I've got the full list.
Okay, so we've got...
I probably wouldn't read them all out.
No,
we won't read them all out. Things of note, Portsmouth on the family club, as we're talking about Derby that win in the family club, that's quite a nice little thing for them, obviously all the trouble they're going into. And then we've got the players of the year in the championship. It was
Ricky Lambert,
which is fair enough with that.
Scored
a lot of goals, hasn't he?
I would have gone with his own suggestion, his teammate Adam Lallana, who's top draw player. Surprised he hasn't made this.
Goal scorer's always going to get the plaudits, though, aren't they? Who's the League One? I know the League Two is. Who's the League One?
League One, Jordan Rhodes.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and then obvious. League Two. League Two's a little bit different. Matt Ritchie's is a winger. Mm. He's a goal scoring winger, but he's a winger in all terms of purposes. Because you usually do see goal scorers on those lists. Because
it was last year, like Tarap, he did everything, then he scored, set up.
Yeah, and this year he's done nothing.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's having a good year this season, isn't he? He's injured at the moment.
He's resting himself, off the PSG or something.
Probably. Yeah, they're all going to PSG.
Young player of the year, Wilfried Zaha.
I thought you might have to mention that.
Yeah, he's top draw footballer.
Signed a 5-year contract and still wants to leave, isn't it?
He doesn't want to leave. Well. Where'd you get that from? He's more than happy at
Palace. He will leave.
Eventually, yeah.
Before we move on...
I just want to say also...
Oh, sorry, that was my voice and then Chong's voice. So I started it off and then Chong...
Football Manager Outstanding Achievement Award, Gus Poyet.
Lad.
Also nominated was Dougie Friedman. Good old Mark Bright tweeted, congratulations to Gus Poyet. First time you've beaten Dougie this season, isn't it?
It's a massive one.
Yeah.
Banter,
nice dig. Well done, Mark.
Still, he's done bloody well.
He's done bloody well.
In the playoffs.
Good friends with Luis Suarez as well. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They've got a very good close friend, mutual friend, Diego Forlan.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him in touch when he came over to England, and he thinks that he might quit at the end of the season for PSG, which Mr. Shuhor alluded to earlier.
Another good friend, Diego Lugano, plays for
who?
PSG, Uruguay captain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He's a good lad. Oh, right. He's a quality footballer.
Mate, has that got anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Had a beer with him?
Hang on, is that your friends? Or...
Well, no, that's
sorry. I don't see where the correlation is between what I said and you naming a random footballer who plays for PSG.
That is the only link between the Luis Suarez to PSG thing. They asked him, would you like to one day play with Diego Lugano? And he said yes.
Okay.
But he does with Uruguay, so...
Yeah.
It's a moot point.
To be honest,
there's a lot of players. I was a little bit disappointed when Ronaldo left the Premier League because he was an ambassador for the league and he was good to watch and stuff like that. Luis Suarez.
Not fast.
No. Shoot?
No.
Bother to see him leave?
Nope.
Exactly.
Little rat.
Okay, little rat. He does look a bit like a rat. It's his overhang on the teeth.
Those teeth are huge, aren't they?
He's got some.
I didn't know. I'd never noticed that until the. I think he must have chiselled them before the League Cup game against Cardiff. Because the overhang was magnificent. He looked like Montgomery Burns. Very good. Before we move on, we do have to mention Spurs, Dan. You look like you lost something. Was that some points?
No.
You lost 4.
I can't believe you just managed to teed you up for that.
You have teed me up. What have you lost?
My tobacco.
Oh, okay. Nothing to worry about then.
No, don't worry.
Smoking
about
kills.
Yeah, it does. Anyway,
I can see your,
it's not been a great time, has it?
No, it's been. Jake, can I have a cafe?
No.
He needs to. He's talking about Spurs, so he needs to smoke.
Yeah. No, it's.
We don't condone smoking, kids.
No, we don't. It's.
But it does make
you a Spurs fan. We don't condone that either.
No, it does make you look quite cool though, Dan. Actually, so.
Yeah.
Bigger boys look cool.
Look cool.
No, no.
It was Everton, wasn't it? Saturday night.
Yeah, that was.
Good game.
That was a shame. Well, no, they don't.
Look at the smile on his face.
Smuggler. No, first half was poor. Second half, we absolutely dominated. Just couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. I gave the shout last week for Jermaine Defoe to get a start after him coming in and scoring, and unfortunately, couldn't hit a cow's ass with a banjo.
No. He's a funny one. When he's in the mood, he gets them. Sometimes he starts games and he does absolutely
I don't know why. He's not starting Van der Vaart. I don't understand. I don't understand why he's not starting Van der Vaart. And it's just, it's all getting a little bit scared. Oh, I didn't know. Funny Arsenal scoring the last second. 5 minutes of injury time. Where did he get that from?
Yeah. Anyway. To be fair, what a run from Vermaelen. He just absolutely sprinted, didn't he? I'm quite glad he's not playing Van der Vaart. Someone I know, I've got a massive bugbear about people who, when someone scores, they go, yes, he's in my dream team.
Oh, me too.
No one cares. I do one every season, but then I look at it the week before. I only do it because I get bullied into going into a competition and paying £10.
You wearing a Leeds United polo shirt?
No.
But it does look like it, doesn't it?
Yeah,
apparently it does. Yeah, brilliant. Sean says it every day. It's amazing.
Do you wear the same polo shirt every day?
No. Sean. Yes, I wear the same clothes every day.
Oh, stable.
Oh, he's so happy that he's got one over.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Let's talk about how crap Spurs are at the moment again. Sorry. Let's get back to what we were saying. I can't even remember the point I was making.
Dream team.
Yeah, dream team. When someone goes, where is in my dream team? Or, can't believe it just came out of my dream team. No one cares about your mingy little dream team, you mingy little squalor person.
Scrunt.
Yes. That's a massive thing that I hate. People saying, he's in my dream team. No one cares. So he's not injured then, Van der Vaart?
No, I don't think so. I don't know why he's playing.
I think Harry's tactics have gone a bit haywire.
He never
recently
had any tactics.
Yeah. And he's now
using his potent weapons in the right places.
He's now sort of backing out of the England job as well, isn't he?
Well, supposedly, but the problem is he's not playing Bale on the left. I think he's given Bale too much credit.
Yeah.
He's
given Spurs fans were singing that, weren't they? He plays on the left.
Yeah, he is so dangerous on the left.
Where's he playing him?
Right. He's playing either on the right or
I read a tactical analysis of this. I didn't notice it myself because I'm a dick at that kind of thing. Apparently, yeah, exactly. Seamus Coleman was given a man marking job, which is a bit odd for a winger, on Gareth Bale.
Right.
So doubling up on him on the left hand side, switched him to the right, and then they switched Coleman to the left, do exactly the same thing. So,
did you look at that?
That's not genius tactical analysis, though.
Thanks
for that input.
So when he said man mark him, so when he moved to another side of the pitch, he just followed him.
Yeah, basically.
I think that's what man marking is.
Well, yeah.
Two things before we move on to any other news. One, tonight Napoli are playing Chelsea. I'd like some score predictions because
I'm going to the game. I'm going to try and.
You say you're going to the game. You haven't got a ticket.
I'm going to try and tout one in the Napoli end.
Good luck with that.
Forza Napoli.
Because apparently they're not letting Italians into the Chelsea end.
Well,
we got into work this morning and our Chelsea season ticket holding boss had his Italian friend on the phone almost crying, who is a Chelsea season ticket holder, has he
got? He's got two friends who are both going. One is a Chelsea season ticket holder who's Italian, and the other one is a Napoli fan who's also Italian, who paid £150 to sit in the Chelsea end.
So, and apparently they're not going to let, if someone looks or sounds Italian, they're not going to let him into the ground.
You're going to ID everyone.
Yeah.
Going into Chelsea.
Bloody hell.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, I'm sure they'll be fine.
Sean's fairly confident that he's going to rock up. Yeah. You look a little bit Italian, don't you? With your pasty skin and your bald head.
but it's not a big game or anything. I'm sure there'll be loads of tickets.
Whoa.
Okay, but what are you going to say?
That was sarcastic.
Right, score predictions. Very quickly, because we haven't done a score prediction in a long, long time. I'm going to go for 2-0 Chelsea. 3-1 down. So a 2-0 win will see them through on a white card.
2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea. 2-0 Chelsea.
I was going to say 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 Chelsea. 2-1 Chelsea.
1-0
Napoli. If Napoli get a result, Stuart Hall is in there. One last thing. As you know from last week, we have officially entered the Bath City Namer Stadium.
Yes, we have.
For at Football Podcast Stadium. No, we're not Twitter.
No, we're not.
The Football Podcast Stadium. Stuart Hall. Mr. Dan Silva. Where's my £10? Right, yes.
Pipe and smoke it,
right, thank you.
I offered you an
£10. I'd rather put in his wallet and spend it.
Right, Mr. Dan Silva. It's now 2 weeks. The other thing is, when people talk about their dream team, the other thing I don't like is when you have to chase people for money. Particularly when it's small amounts, like £10. Because you feel a bit
strange. I offered you an olive branch of £5 right. For the rest later.
You don't owe me £5, you owe me £10.
Well,
you owe me £10.
You owe me any of it.
Well,
no, it's not true. You will get it.
You backed out quickly out of that,
not,
didn't you?
I'm not like that.
I'd like my £10.
Yeah, I'll give it to you long. After.
There's some sort of fun run going on now as well. Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Other business.
It's very
yes,
fast.
Right. First of all, another business. Simon Laird. I sent a tweet out.
Simon Laird. Do you know what?
Simon Laird. Complaints at Simon Laird. We'll come on to that later. Simon Laird is part of our Scottish sister podcast.
One of them.
And he asked us, can a horse run about when it's got a semi? that's the legitimate
it's not
question.
A footballing question. And
I didn't stipulate. I tweeted out saying any questions you'd like us to
true,
talk about.
True.
And he said yes. This he's obviously
true.
Watching Cheltenham. He's
Cheltenham,
playing.
It's current.
I'd say nay.
Not again, Sean. You can't do
that. The same joke twice, mate. You've just ruined the first.
Should have saved it
well.
For this one.
Look, he's got a long face now.
Luckily, obviously, being the diligent worker that I am, I have Twitter on in the background. What am I saying? Luckily, I spotted this because the football podcast, I say the football podcast, I mean Jim Staples, made sure that he said we'll ask at the boy Silva this because, and if he doesn't know the answer, we'll get him to do an experiment.
Yeah.
Now, being one for not wanting to experiment as to whether a horse can run the erection, I did a bit of research.
This is impressive.
Excellent.
Stuart Hall only fell off his stool then.
Funnily enough,
yes
when you type into Google.
Straight to the bone. Sorry.
When you type into Google, can a horse run with an erection? Not a lot of stuff comes up. However, courtesy of the Huffington Post, I found this article involving the actor Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Right?
Michael who?
Michael Fassbender. He's a
great
he's
name.
A Hollywood
he's
name.
A, he's a Brit actor.
Anyway,
good name.
Yeah. So, many women find actor Michael Fassbender attractive. Apparently, so do male horses. Right?
Okay.
So, when Fassbender was doing Jane Eyre, the film.
Doing Jane Eyre.
Good
lord.
His co-star, Wasikowska, I think that's her name.
Okay,
definitely
her name. Yeah.
Spoke to Movie Line about the effect that he had on these co-stars, these equine co-stars. So, apparently there was a
these
horse.
What co-stars?
Equine co-stars.
Great work.
Yeah. So there was a horse on the third day of filming when we were shooting the scene where Jane and Rochester meet, and every time Michael hops on a horse, he got a huge erection. So to counteract this, he'd get off the horse and they'd run the poor thing around the block to try and make it go away, and he'd hop on again and it would happen all over again. However, in answer to your question, to get rid of the horse's boner,
they made it run
around the block, therefore it can run with an erection.
Hey, excellent!
But obviously not for long, because if they were doing that as a preventative measure,
or a corrective measure,
then it obviously stops.
But it still can, it can therefore run with an erection.
With the erection in the first place.
And eventually
and then
it will go away.
Well, you know, when we get back to the office in sort of 10 minutes' time, you can tweet directly back to Simon Laird. You can put the podcast in there, I'll retweet it for you. Case closed.
Case closed. A horse can run with an erection.
I'm very impressed.
Thanks,
any other?
Yes. just a very quick one.
George, no. I've had my drink. I've been here for half an hour. I'd like to go back now to the office, please.
In relation to Didier Drogba scoring his 100th Premier League goal, joining the 100 club.
Yeah,
it was our mate. I say our mate, but the beautiful game who had that fantastic moustache facial hair job the other day. He tweeted
Instagram. Is his thing?
Instagram. Yes. He tweeted the little diagram of the 100 club members and how quickly they did their goals. And there's quite a few highlights of it, but I think the one that you have to mention really is Alan Shearer, who got 100 goals in 124 games.
Fucking hell.
Which is absolutely outrageous, isn't it?
Astonishing.
I mean, and there was
so scandalous.
There was despite snapping his right anterior cruciate ligament in the match against Leeds United in December 92 and missing half of his first season, he still managed to score 16 in 21 games and then followed up with 31 in 34 the next year.
That's fair enough.
That is absolutely outstanding.
That is fair enough.
There we go. That's just
right, anyone else? Burning issues? What have you got?
Burning sensations.
I've got something about hat-tricks, actually, as one was scored yesterday and quite a few this week.
Yeah, go on. We'll hear this out.
Yep. Premiership hat-tricks this season, 15. That's quite a lot.
That is a lot.
Season already.
What's the average?
It's 5 hat-tricks of hat-tricks.
Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Have we got the average? I haven't got the average. I can have a look at that next week and report back.
You said that last time you didn't report back.
I did. And I proved you all wrong. Didn't I not? I did.
Answered your own question. Didn't I not? Yeah, you did. Keep talking to yourself and have a round of conversation.
Whoever might come to the Premiership soon has scored.
Who? Sorry?
Mario Gomez.
He scored 4 last night, didn't he?
Yeah, 3 at the weekend as well.
He scored 11 in 17 months as well. 11 hat tricks in 17 months.
Oh, okay.
Messi have scored 16. He's always scoring hat tricks. Well, he scored 16 in his career. Well, the most hat tricks ever scored is by Dixie Dean, who scored 37.
Dixie Dean? Who the hell is Dixie Dean?
He's playing Bolton Wanderers.
No, completely wrong. Everton.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who knows anything about football?
I knew who he was.
Before on a podcast, I think Simon Edwards used to rattle on about him all the time.
Yeah, he did. We tried because Simon Edwards was around in the 1920s. Simon Edwards was around the 1920s when Dixie Dean was around as well.
37. That is out.
Yeah, I like that, Jay. Yeah, that is a ridiculous amount of goals, especially from hat tricks. Do you know where the term? Died a little bit there. Do you know where the term hat trick comes from? Anyone?
Go for him.
Oh, brilliant.
I think I know, but go on.
Go on. Tell me what you think.
I think it's like actually a hat trick with 3 hats, isn't it? Something like that.
What do you mean a hat trick with 3 hats?
You wear three hats.
A magic trick with 3 hats. Yes, that is definitely.
You mean when you get the 3 cups and you move the ball around?
The term hat trick either comes from a magic trick with 3 hats, as Jay suggests, or it could be from cricket at the turn of the century, where if a bowler got three people out in a row, they would take off their hat, pass it around the crowd, and everyone would put change into the hat. They get their hat back, and they take the money, and they put the hat back on, and then bowl the fourth ball. And that's why it's a hat trick.
Right.
There you go.
I never knew that.
So if you're playing cricket and you get 3 people out in a row, take off your hat.
I don't see them doing that for England.
No.
Well, they probably don't.
Given the opportunity.
Yeah. I was going to say they don't need the money, but I don't think they probably do. Crickets don't probably get paid that much.
They probably get paid quite a lot.
Mostly sponsorship.
Yeah.
This is not the cricket podcast. Move on. Right. I'm going to make an executive decision. We are going to miss out the podcast burning question.
Okay.
Which means next week when we come back to it, because it's a good question.
It's a good question.
You should have some cracking answers.
Okay, fair enough.
They should be the best answers
ever.
I've
already got one.
Mr. Dan Silva. Melbourne Heart.
Melbourne Heart, right.
Speaking from the heart or just speaking from a sheet and reading off like a robot?
Well, it's not, is it? It's notes.
Ooh, oh, notes. Oh, okay.
No,
they drew 1-1 with Phoenix, didn't they? Just sing your notes.
Wanker.
Go on.
Right, it was a crunch game. Big crunch game.
Who are they playing?
Wellington Phoenix.
What was the score?
Was it 1-0?
It was 1-0, Jim.
Where are Phoenix in the league?
A couple of places above.
Okay.
Right, so this is what happens. There's 2 games left. They drew 1-1 with Wellington Phoenix. Eli Babalge again.
He's on fire.
He opened the goal scoring. Hart absolutely dominated the entire game. But unfortunately couldn't get that second goal and were punished. It was a really heated game as well. Could have been a couple of red cards before half time.
Really?
But our man, Paul Ifill.
Scored an absolute
screamer with 10 minutes to go to make it 1-1. So, basically, two games left. The last game is against Adelaide, who are right down at the bottom of the table.
Right.
But the next game is at home to Sydney FC, who are sat in seventh, Heart of fifth, and they're 1 point ahead of them. So it's a huge game this Saturday. It's basically will determine whether Heart get into the playoffs or not. It is an absolutely massive game. The good news is that just before we were coming, actually, I saw at Melbourne Heart Twitter account tweeted that the squad has got a full bit of health.
They've
got
an entire
squad to pick from.
Yep.
For what is, but I mean, a biggest game of Heart season. And just on a side note, with the two games to go, we didn't half pick well, did we, lads?
Yeah.
We're picking a team to follow.
Yeah. Pure excitement.
They've really have stepped up this season, and you know the fact that they've
ended set the pulses racing.
Yeah. Chances for the playoff for the last game, massive game in Sydney. So best of luck for the boys, and let's hope they do it.
Yeah, definitely.
And they reckon that with Hart's ability to get results out of nowhere, especially against big teams, if and when
yeah, exactly,
they get into the playoffs,
yeah,
they could be a little outside dark horse. So good luck to Hart.
Yeah. Go on, Hart.
Go on, Hart.
Not that I wasn't listening, but I've picked up your quality rolling papers. Two things about this. I like the fact they're just called papers. That's the brand name.
Yeah.
They're not messing about.
No.
Did you see the back of it? Pogonophobia is a fear of beards. So any particular reason why that is on your...
No, but it's a very interesting fact.
Yeah, there you go.
Pogonophobia.
Well, we've got a podcast photo. It's just been Dan amazed by a pognophobia quote.
Well, if I was scared of beards, I'd be in a bit of trouble, though, wouldn't I?
Well, yeah, you're sitting near... Well,
I've got one.
Stu's been growing one for about 18 years.
I'll be right with Stu, but I'd be terrified every time I looked in the mirror.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sure the face.
we've got no true or false because Mike is in here.
Did he not give us the question?
No, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't have time, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't have time. But, to be fair, it's coming up to 40 minutes, and we said we're going to keep it to 40 minutes this week, so I think we've done very well.
Good night.
Yeah. Very well. Not yet. We've got a few... You admin issues, Stuart.
Leave
come
it.
On. You can follow at Stuart Hoare if you want.
I wouldn't bother. He never said anything.
No.
I don't.
At Jerome Mundell, at Milladonna 10.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. At the boy Silver, who will be replying to a tweet about horse with a hard on. Basically, there's no nice way to say
yes,
that.
They can. No.
You can follow me at Jim Staples. Mr. Coxton is away, but he is at Michael Coxton. Any complaints to
Michael Coxton?
Michael. Coxon.
Coxon, yeah. Do whatever you want. Sure, Michael Coxon will be happy for a few more followers. Yeah. Just be getting a load of people following. He's like, oh, I've done really well this week. They must have liked my Barbie tweet. Don't know why there's a Barbie tweet, but there you go.
Just passing that shovel, Stopes.
Well, no, it's not a shovel, mate. I've had a cut of ciders. The sun's out. It's all good. Pass me your papers. Any complaints? If you didn't like my Barbie joke, complaints too at Simon
Head.
Always the same. You can email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Go on facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Coxon still doesn't know how to put up a link, which I find phenomenal.
And neither do you.
You complained about it last week. You haven't put up a link since.
Do you know what? Complain to at Simon Head.
It's
not a blog. It's a post.
All right, you can follow us on Twitter at Football Pubcast, and you can also visit the website www.footballpubcast.co.uk, where you will see this show. But if you're listening, you don't need to know that. But there's going to be some blogs up. Sean's got loads of stuff to put up this week, haven't you?
Yeah.
You were telling me, some brilliant stuff. Stuart,
just you wait, listeners.
Stuart's got so much to say on each show.
In fact, before this goes up, I will put the link to the video of the highlights of the 1-1 of the hard game.
Okay. We're all going to be looking out
to make horse of the erection running about.
No,
I'm not putting that.
No.
The horse was. We will be monitoring the site closely to see if you put the link up correctly. I'm intrigued.
I have never not put a link.
It's a very hard process. You've got to copy and paste the link and then press enter.
I don't know how you do it.
We're going to carry on this debate. We'll see you next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
All you have to, it's very simple. It's what do you mean? What's hard about it?
You post it, you click enter, and it's
even stupid.